2 Samuel chapter 23. We preached out of this chapter the last time that I stood before you, preaching on some of David's mighty men. David has come to the end of the way now, and this is looking backwards to some of the men that stood with him, stood through the battles and through the trials, through the things that came against David. And these men, God, that thought so much of them, He put them in the Bible here for us to look at examples of great men of God and men that stood for the faith and stood the test. We'll start reading in verse number 8. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains, the same was Adino the Aznite. He lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle. And the men of Israel were gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of ground, defended it, and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great victory. And three of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave of Adullam. And the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. This valley, this word Rephaim means giants. David was then in an hole, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. We'll give you a definition of this word garrison right here. It is meaning is to have troops stationed in a fortified place. Or it means any military post, especially a permanent one. And you'll notice in this scripture the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. Wouldn't their place to be? Amen? And David longed. Now David was in a hole. David was in a cave. David was in hiding. And look what David said. David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." Let me remind you of something else here. Bethlehem means house of bread. I'm glad we got a house here we can come to, and God has often give us bread from heaven here through the Word of God to strengthen us on our journey towards home. And thank God for our Bethlehem right here at Liberty Baptist Church. And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, "Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives?" Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. Brother Adam, you pray tonight. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Help him, Lord. Lord bless. Yes, God, help me tonight, Lord. Yeah. Yes. God help. Amen. You can be seated tonight. I'm interested in verse number 15 and 16. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And the three mighty men brake through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, took it, brought it to David. I'm interested in this thought tonight out of these verses right here. Somebody needs a breakthrough. Somebody needs a breakthrough. You'll notice in this passage of Scripture right here that David was the captain of these mighty men. David was in a cave. I wonder tonight if there's anybody that's ever been in a cave. Has the devil ever had you run up in a place where you felt like you're just all alone? I wonder tonight if we'd look about our brothers and sisters tonight and have compassion on them like these three mighty men did. Their leader was in a cave. Hey, let me tell you something. The devil likes to get on leadership. Amen. The devil likes to destroy from the top to the bottom. Amen. David had been run up in the cave by the Philistines. The Philistines here are a type of the devil. And they always give God's people trouble. You look back through the history and the Word of God right here, Philistines is always trouble to the people of God. And hey, let me tell you something, the devil hadn't laid down today. He's still giving the people of God trouble in the day that we live today. Let me tell you something, if you're going to serve God, if you're going to do something for God, you better get on your boxing gloves, friends, because you're in for a fight. Amen. And let me tell you something, it's worth the fight, though. Amen. I know who's won this thing in the end. We on the winning side, folks. There's a battle to be fought and there's a cause to fight tonight. And we better get in this thing and realize that there's a warfare going on. The Philistines, they done took Bethlehem. These mighty men, they were men that wasn't cowards. They were willing to fight. They were willing to stand their ground, take their orders and go forward for God. Let me tell you something, friend. There's somebody that may need a breakthrough, and you may be the mighty man. You may be the mighty woman that could help somebody along this way. Let me tell you something, friend. There's folks in trouble today. Hey, there's folks let me tell you, they don't need Oprah and Dr. Phil and all these people, friend, that gives them all their good advice, friend. They need God on their side. And let me tell you something, they need the water of God. We need to draw from the well of God. We've got something to share with people that are in need. Oh, let me tell you something. There's people that are dying of thirst in this world that we live in. We've got something to share with them. We've got something to give them that'll help them. Oh, let me tell you something. Somebody needs a breakthrough. David needed a breakthrough. Oh, he wanted some water from the wells of Bethlehem, place where he was raised. I want you to notice a few things in the Scripture tonight. First of all, I want you to notice it was harvest time. Verse 13 says, and the three of the chief went down and came to David in the harvest time into the cave of Adullam. Harvest time. It was a season of collecting. It was a time where people sowed their seed and they worked their fields, and in the fall they gathered their harvest in. And it was a time not only that of a season of collecting, but it was a season of celebration. If you look back into the Bible, friend, in the old days, people celebrated in harvest time because God had given them an increase of that they'd sowed. And we ought to be like that at the house of God. We ought to realize tonight, friend, that we're in a season of sowing of the gospel throughout the land, and throughout our homes, throughout our jobs, and the places that God lets us journey in life, friend. We're sowing the gospel, or we ought to be sowing the gospel. There's going to be a great harvest one of these days, friend. Oh, we're planting the gospel, friend, and somebody else will come along and water it, friend, and God will give increase if we'll just do our part. We ought to remember that as a church, friend. We're in this season, friend, right now. There's a harvest time that's coming. We better be aware, friend, of that the season's going to pass one of these days. Amen? Be aware of it. It was a time, a season of collecting. It was a celebrating time of sacrifice, of thanksgiving, and praising God for what He'd given. I'm afraid in the day that we live, we often take God for granted and His blessings for granted. Amen? We ought to be a thankful people for what God has done for us. He's blessed us far beyond what our forefathers had materially. I remember when I was growing up as a little old kid, friend, all we had in church was an old wood floor and old hard benches. Didn't have no pads on them, friend. Didn't have no air conditioner. But I tell you what, the power of God was in the house. I remember them old July revivals, friend. They had every window in the house raised and every door was wide open. You hear them old July flies out there and the crickets chirping, friend, and the man of God throwing down on the Word of God. Boy, what a time it was. You had little old fans you do like this. Boy, that was the air conditioning of the day. But it was a blessing. You know, people were more thankful then, though they didn't have near as much. Amen. People were thankful. Boy, we're so blessed and we're so spoiled, friend, we've become unthankful. Just like the Bible said it would be in the last days, they'd be an unthankful people. We have need of nothing like the Laodicean church, eh, friend? And God continues to bless, God continues to give, and we ought to be thankful for what He's done for us. He's done far, far more than what we deserve. Amen. He sure has. But look in this harvest time, friend, when folks was celebrating and giving thanksgiving and it was a joyous time. David was in a cave. The Philistines had put so much pressure on him. He was in a cave. Saul. Remember, if you look back and study the history of David there, friend, let me tell you, the devil's after God's man. Amen. He's relentless. And let me tell you, he'd love to run every one of you up in a cave to where you'd be so secluded and so defeated and just want to give up and throw in the towel. You ever been in that kind of shape? There's trials that come our way. And like I said, if you're going to do something for God, get ready to fight the devil. He'll send something your way. He'll send one of his demons your way to battle you. We need to be prepared to fight the good fight of faith and realize that He's going to come against us. Realize this thing is a warfare. This ain't tiptoeing through the tulips, friend. We got a battle to fight, a war to fight. Amen. We better do a good job of it because we're going to stand before the captain one of these days and give an account of how we carried ourselves through this warfare. David was in seclusion. David needed a breakthrough. David needed somebody to help him out of the cave. Well, I tell you, if I get in a defeated shape, if I get down, if I get out, would somebody please break through for me? You might break through in prayer. Prayer. We can all pray, can't we? If you're saved, you can pray. And you can touch heaven. There's a throne of grace that He said we could obtain mercy and find grace to help us in a time of need. He's given us that resource in our life. There's people sitting in here tonight that needs prayer. When's the last time you prayed? When's the last time that you really got down in agony, friend, and prayed for somebody that was in need? And not just pray for me, me, me. Give me this, God. Do this for me. But what about somebody else? God wants us to care one for another. Pray one for another. Amen. Most of the time we go to God with our instructions. God do this and God do that. And it's mostly for me. For me, for me, for me. Huh? Amen. David was hiding during the harvest time. It's important to get the crops in before winter comes. Amen? Harvest time is a dry time. Time when people went into the fields and gathered to get things in before winter rains set in. It ain't no time for us to be in a cave hiding. It's time for us to be up and about our Father's business. It's time for us to be in the harvest. Amen. Listen, I can't do it all. You can't do it all. The preacher can't do it all, friend. But listen, if we'll work together, look how much we could accomplish working together. Amen. Harvest time. Hey, you in a cave tonight? There's a lot of things that can put you in a cave. Prosperity will put you in a cave. Amen. Prosperity will take you away from God. Amen. Isn't it amazing that when we get in a tight, boy, we want God to show up, don't we? But when God gets to blessing us too much, a lot of times we turn our back on God. And we get to thinking, look what I've done. Look how I've increased. I have need of nothing. Not only was it a harvest time, but it was a hellish time. A devilish time. The Philistines. Everywhere that it looks like in these verses right here, you see the Philistines mentioned several times right here, and they're always giving the people of God trouble. But thank God there were some mighty men that stood their ground, that fought the fight. You'll notice in one verse up here it says the men of Israel were gone away. I thank God that there's some still standing their ground. I thank God that everybody ain't gone away and thrown in the towel. And I thank God there's still a few people that's willing to fight the fight of faith and look toward a generation that's coming up behind us and want them to have God in their life. And the things that God has given to us, friend, we better preserve it, we better fight for it, and pass it on to them. Listen to me. It was a hellish time. The Philistines wanted their country. They even wanted their pea patch. Hey, every time Israel, one of the things that the Philistines would do, when Israel planted their fields and got their crops going, they'd come in and destroy it. It's kind of like the church house. Amen. When God gets to blessing and God gets glorified and people go to getting saved, look out, here comes the devil. He's going to show up somewhere. Amen. The devil wanted their country. Can I tell you something tonight? He's pretty much got our country here. Amen. You look at the White House, friend, and I'd say he's pretty well seated in there. Amen. In our Congress, in our Senate, in our Supreme Court system, friend, he's there. He's got a lot of control in there. He's got a lot of power in them places. But I'm glad tonight, I look at my citizenship at this country right here that we live in as secondary, friend. I've got citizenship in heaven one of these days, and Jesus is coming after me to take me home one day. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you where America is at today. Look at this right here in Isaiah chapter number 5. Here's where America is at right here. In Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20 he says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength, to mingle strong drink, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Therefore, as a fire devoureth the stubble and the flame consumeth the chaff, so their root shall be as rottenness and their blossom shall go up as dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord of hosts and despise the word of the Holy One of Israel. That's where America is at today, friend. Hey, they don't want God. They don't want the word of God. They don't want to rule by this book right here, friend. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you where we're at in America today. Everybody wants God's blessings, but nobody wants God's standards. Amen. These politicians make me sick getting up making their speeches, the things that they approve of, and the way they oppose God. And they always say, "And God bless America." Wonder he don't strike them down. Amen. Let me tell you something, friend. You better not put your hope in man, your trust in man. Amen. Let me tell you. There's a good verse in your Bible. You ought to mark it. In Jeremiah 17, the Bible says this: "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." Boy, we're looking for a man to fix everything. God is the only one that can fix our problems. Man can do nothing. If you go to trusting in man more than you do God, there'll be a curse put on you. What the Bible says. Cursed. Cursed. Let me tell you something. In this hellish time, hey, they wanted the country over there. The Philistines wanted the country. But today in which we live, the Philistines want our church. Can I tell you that he's took a lot of them? Amen. There's churches all over this country, friend, where the glory of God used to be prevalent in them, friend, but now the glory of God has departed. You've got them preachers, so-called preachers, up telling stories, tickling ears. Hey, preaching fables, friend. Hey, God ain't having no part of that. The devil wants Liberty Baptist Church. You believe that? Oh, he'd love to slip false doctrine in here. False teaching. Hey, he's clever. You better watch him, friend. And I thank God, friend, that Liberty Baptist Church has been a refuge. It's been a refuge for people. It's been a place where somebody that's weary, friend, weary from the troubles and trials of life can come in and get renewed and get refreshed, friend, and get revived. Thank God it's a place where the Word of God is still preached. The power of God is still demonstrated. Amen. Thank God for our church. But notice, verse 14, the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. They done took the house of bread. David was in a cave. Boy, what a sad position. I'd hate to have to look back a few years, Brother Joe, and see that the devil had crept into Liberty Baptist Church and the glory of God had departed, wouldn't you? Me run away somewhere just to hide. Give it up. I don't want to see that. Do you? Listen, men, these were mighty men right here. They wasn't willing to throw in the towel. They wasn't willing to give up. Somebody's got to take a stand. Somebody's got to break through. Hey, who's it going to be? Let me tell you, not only does the devil want your country, want your church, but he wants your children. Mamas and daddies, that ought to put fear in your heart. It ought to put a determination in your heart to stay in this fight to be faithful. Amen. The devil wants you, listen to him, the devil wants you children. He's always been that way. If he can get them while they're young, he has a better chance of keeping them. That's why you need to have them under the preaching and teaching of the Word of God in the old paths, in the old-fashioned way, friend, every opportunity you get. If you got to bring them kicking and screaming, bring them on. Amen. They'll appreciate it one day. They'll look back one day and thank God they had a godly mom and daddy that took them to church. They'll look back at your life, at your example, friend, and they're going to see if you've been faithful or if you've been foolish. He wants your children. Let me tell you, bringing them to church is not enough either. Amen? They need godly mamas and daddies down at the house. Amen. You can't live like the devil in front of your kids and expect them. Hey, am I telling it right? I've seen it. I've seen it. You need to be a godly example at home. Hey, I wonder, have your kids ever heard you pray? Do your kids ever see you in the Word of God? Feasting out of the Book of God. I wonder what they would say about you. They were questioned. You see, we live in a hellish time, just like David was in there. In that day, the Philistines were everywhere, wanting what the people of God had. It's no different today. He wants to conquer. He wants to steal. He wants to kill. He wants to destroy. And let me tell you, he's doing his job well. Amen. We need some mighty men of God that'll stand the ground. That'll fight the good fight of faith. If you don't get in it, he'll take you home. He'll take you to church. He's pretty well got this old country. Amen. And our wicked leadership we've got. It's time to dig in and fight. Pray. 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 Get filled with God. Get filled with the Holy Ghost on a daily basis, friend. Let me tell you something. When we come to the house of God, we ought to be filled with God. We ought to come to worship God and demonstrate our lordship to Him, to a lost and a dying world, to these little old kids around here, friend. They ought not to see us just as bench warmers. We ought to be worshipers, oughtn't we? Amen. It was harvest time. It was a hellish time. It was a hungering time. Let me tell you something. If you've ever tasted the good things of God, the good blessings of God, and you get distant from Him, you get run up in a cave like David was right there, you're going to get hungry. You're going to wish you could get back. Amen? Some of you may have been in that shape before. Let me tell you something. The far country ain't very far. Amen. It's just a careless look, careless lust. The devil's got you. David, in this cave right here, notice he had memories of Bethlehem. Memories of Bethlehem. The thing that he said in verse 15, and David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem." Can I tell you something? Hey, there's people that come in and out these doors right here, friend, that are thirsty. They need a drink of living water. And let me tell you something, we've got it to give. We just keep our wells cleaned out. Amen? Don't come to the house of God with dirt in your well. Amen. Any of y'all ever? I remember one time down at my grandma's, I was a little old boy. All they had was well water. Wasn't no such thing as county water or city water. But a rat got in the well. Anybody ever seen that happen? And grandma said, "Don't drink that water, boy. There's a rat in the well." And I opened that thing up and stuck my nose in there. Whew! I didn't think you could ever drink out of that well again. But you know, they pour some bleach in there and draw water out and let it refill itself and go through a process of several days, and then somebody's got to be the first one to take a drink. Let me tell you something. Anybody in here got rats in your well? Huh? The devil left put something in your well where nobody'd want what you got. Amen. But we've got a well of water springing up in us into everlasting life. We've got something to share. It may be through praying. It may be through praising. Hey, we've got something to share. Don't let the devil stop it up. Don't let him put a rat in your well. God wants us sharing what He's blessed us with. He had memories of Bethlehem, the house of bread, the place where David grew up as a young boy, friend. That was memories to him. There was a heritage there God would give him to pass down to his next generation coming up after. But now the Philistines had taken it. But he longed for it. He longed to have it back. Well, I hope there ain't nobody here tonight in that kind of shape. He had a desire for the well. A desire for the well. These people that's thirsty don't even know what they're thirsty for. But we can show them. We can share our testimony how God satisfied our thirst. Amen. There was memories of Bethlehem. There was mighty men with backbone. Hey, I'm preaching a whole lot to the men tonight. Backbone. Anybody know what backbone is? Anybody ever heard of guts? We need some men with backbone. Men that'll say no to the devil and yes to God. Now, you're going to have some backbone about you. Amen? Who are you going to serve? Backbone. These were faithful men. Fearless men. Fighting men. And there was things that they would not stand for. And there was things that they would do when everybody else done gone to the house. Thank God for a few like that. Three men. They looked at their captain and said, "We're going to get him some water from the well of Bethlehem." These were men on a mission. Notice there was a host of Philistines in Bethlehem. Now these three men decided they were going to break through. Hey, let me ask you something tonight. What's got you surrounded, men? What's got you so mealy-mouthed? What's the devil got you surrounded with in your life? That you can't serve God like you ought to. That you can't praise Him like you ought to. That you can't pray like you ought to. That you can't testify like you ought to. What's He got you? What kind of fix has He got you in? What is it that's got you? David needed a breakthrough. These men said, "We'll go. We'll go." They broke through the host of the Philistines. Hey, don't you know it looked like an impossible task? It's big. Let me tell you something, man. If you're going to move closer to God, if you're going to do something for God, friend, you're going to have some guts to do it. There's going to have to be some changes in your life, in your lifestyle, in your dedication, in your devotion to God. Amen. Ain't you tired of being stuck in the cave? Just going through the motions? Don't you want to move closer to God? Don't you want to do something for God before you leave this life? Don't you want to break through and help somebody out of the cave? Not only the harvest time, the hellish time, the hungering time, but lastly this, the honoring time. Thank God for living waters. Thank God He's given us something. Thank God He's given us the Holy Ghost that'll bubble over in my soul from time to time. And you know what I can do at the house of God? I can quench the Spirit or I can obey the Spirit. Amen? I can be a blessing or I can be a burden. Amen? Thank God for living waters. Thank God for a well that'll never run dry. Thank God for Christians that'll get filled with God and will pour their lives out to honor God. Jesus said, "Man that seeks to save his life will lose it. But a man that loses his life for Christ's sake, save it." These mighty men break through the host of the Philistines, drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate. They took it, brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. All the honor and glory belongs to God. Listen. We've got that well of water within us. Rivers of living water. And every opportunity, when that thing gets to bubbling up, we ought to let it pour out. We ought to let it overflow for His honor, His glory. Amen. David said, "Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this." Is this not the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. Listen, don't ever forget, somebody needs a breakthrough. We go through battles, we go through trials, we go through troubles, difficulties. But we can be a mighty man. And we can be somebody's help as we go through this life. We've got living water to share. We've got the Word of God to share. We've got hope when there is no hope, as they sang. We've got hope when there is no hope. Amen. And we can help somebody along this way. What are you going to do? Somebody needs a breakthrough. You going to be able to help them? Stand with me around the house.